Today we have two gospel lessons, and they are both speaking to us about how we are witnesses in this world for the love of God in Jesus Christ. So let's listen for God's word to us as we hear these. Let us pray. Gracious God, open our minds and hearts now to hear your word for us, so that we can be strengthened to be the people you have created us to be. For Jesus' sake, amen. This is the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 20 to 23. I ask not only on behalf of these, prayed Jesus, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. This next scripture is the gospel lesson for Ascension Day, and this is Ascension Sunday. So let us listen again as we hear from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 44 through 53. Then Jesus said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple blessing God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Seeing is believing. Today, more than ever, we are programmed to see information. We see it in the news, on television, or on the internet. Schools and universities, businesses, government agents, military, churches use visuals as a matter of course so that people can see what is being said. People who criticize Christianity, they often say they can't see any difference between a Christian and somebody else, or that what they see in Christians is a judgmental or superior attitude. Sometimes their criticism stems from their own prejudices, but other times they just can't reconcile what they have seen with what they have heard that Christianity is all about. Love in action. That's what they should see. We just can't talk about it. We have to do it. And we know it's true. Every disciple of Jesus should walk, talk, and act differently because of the clothing from on high. And what is that clothing? Jesus told his disciples to wait for it, just as he was preparing to ascend into heaven. We heard it today in the words of Jesus, "I'm sending you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with the power from on high." Our clothing is nothing less than God within, the Holy Spirit within us. So let's talk about clothing for a minute. I don't know about you, but when I put on a gown, I can behave differently. I might walk differently, or even talk differently, perhaps with more sophistication, with my very best vocabulary. But when I go back to my jeans, I'm casual. I'm relaxed. How we are clothed makes a difference. Now, a surgeon dressed to operate conveys authority. And a police officer in uniform with a badge conveys authority. And we can see it in the clothing they wear. So clothing can convey authority. Also, clothing conveys purpose. Someone in a baseball uniform, that works well for baseball, but not for mountain climbing. And the right clothes for a bicycle race are not the right clothes for an ice hockey game. So in the same way, we are clothed with the Spirit of Jesus, right, clothing for the inside. We have the authority of God's gracious love. We have purpose for our hearts and minds. We can be a living example of the truth that turning from evil and turning toward good is the way to joy and happiness. That's what repentance is. Turning from evil, turning toward good. That's the way of joy and happiness. We can courageously live in forgiveness, as hard as it is, in Christ's name, because of this clothing from on high. Now, Jesus says that that is our exact purpose. He said that he came so that repentance and forgiveness of sins can be proclaimed in Jesus' name to all the nations, beginning in Jerusalem, and we are the witnesses of these things. And in John, we heard it in a little different way, because Jesus said, "The Father sent me and is going to live in you so that the world may know that God sent Jesus, and God has loved people even as God loves Jesus." Clothed with the Holy Spirit, people can see God's forgiveness in us. It's not necessarily something we say. It might be in our speech, but it could be in our kind compassion, an unexpected patience with someone, a self-control the power of the Holy Spirit gives us, acting differently than we would want to out of our own ego. That's the message of Ascension Sunday that this scripture poses for me. What am I wearing on the inside? What are you wearing on the inside? Now, there's a story I tell, and it's true, about a missionary named Doug Nichols. And he was in India when he contracted TB. And so for several months, he was in a sanitarium being cared for there. And while he was there, he had little booklets that were the Gospel of John, and he was trying to give some out to his fellow patients once in a while. And they didn't want to take them. They didn't want to hear from him. They didn't want to talk with him. They thought that he was just a rich American. But one night, In fact, for several nights, he was waking up around the same time every night coughing with this disease. And he noticed an emaciated little man. It was a big ward of men. And there was an emaciated little man. He was trying to get out of bed, and he started to whimper. He couldn't get out of bed. He laid back down, but in the morning, the stench in the ward was terrible. And everyone was angry at this little old man for not containing himself. The nurse even hit him when she was cleaning up. Well, the next night, the very same thing happened. Doug woke up coughing, and he saw this old man trying to get out of bed again, and he couldn't stand up. He was so weak, he couldn't get there, and he just laid back down. He started to cry softly, and Doug got all the strength he could muster from his own weakness. Of course, he was pretty young when this happened to him, but he went over, and he got the man up, and he let him, practically carried him into the bathroom. The man was afraid of him at first, but he got him there, he got him back into bed, and the man kissed him on the cheek when he put him back down. Well, 6 a.m. in the morning, Doug woke up, and somebody had a steaming cup of tea there for him. It was another patient. And the person was indicating, not being able to speak the language, but that he wanted one of his booklets. And all that day, various people in the ward started coming to Doug looking to get a booklet from him. Why? Well, obviously, clothed with the power from on high, Doug did what other people did not do. Other people had been awake, laying in their bed. They heard what was happening. They saw what was happening with this little old man, but they didn't get up to help him. But Doug got up, and they saw that he did, and they wanted to know, what in the world was the motivation for this foreigner to get up and help this emaciated old man who was struggling in desperation? Doug's actions powerfully told the story of God, the God of love. And it was the language of mercy and grace, the language of the Holy Spirit, that they could see in this self-forgetting act. And of course, the power of the Holy Spirit then opened up the hearts of people to want to know more about this man, to want to know more about the God who had led this man to want to be able to do something like that. Now, of course, Doug Nichols, he's a human being like you and me. I'm sure he doesn't always, every minute of every day, exemplify the mercy, grace, and love of God that we have received in Jesus Christ, because sometimes I'm sure he, as well as we, are tired, cross, irritable, overcome by too much work, frustrated with our own mistakes or those of others. Sometimes we are petty, we are jealous, we're controlling, we're prideful, power-hungry, or greedy. And that's when it's time for me and for you to be quiet, to step back and tune in to the power from on high that we believe in and know is there for us. It's time to go to my room and be alone, so to speak, to stay in Jerusalem until the power from on high comes to me again. To be quiet, to pray, to think. You see, human beings, we are actually wired to scapegoat and project our shadow onto somebody else, elsewhere. It seems like we're wired that way. And being able to recognize our own negativity, it takes conversion and transformation, and that's what happens when we're waiting to be empowered with the power to be clothed with the power from on high. That's what happens. See, conversion doesn't happen once. It happens over and over again in our lives as God shows us who we are and teaches us to not just act out of our self-driven ego, but to act out of the Holy Spirit within, Christ within. God shows us how to think and act, clothed with the power from on high. So we come to this table today. We come to receive God's grace. Jesus fills us with his life. The Spirit offers us all the gifts that we need. You have probably memorized at one time or another what they are: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. So today, when you are coming to receive, open up your heart to receive. Bend in towards these wonderful gifts of the Spirit. Let God outfit you anew so that we truly might be the people God has created us to be, so that God's purpose might be fulfilled in us, so the world can believe that God is love, that God loves each person. Seeing is believing. Seeing is important. People need to see the life of Jesus Christ in you. They need to see the Holy Spirit within you. What are you wearing? Are you dressed for success? Amen.